Hello and welcome to the podcast, The Stories That Unite Us. I'm Rocky, and today I'm talking with Steve from Portsmouth, New Hampshire on the topic of contemporary life. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
So on the topic of contemporary life, we're going to talk about success. So what do you define as success in kind of in life?
That's a brilliant question, and complex at that, too. Success has to be for me, it would probably come down to a whole bunch of balanced elements. Happiness, obviously, is a key one, but that's a really tricky word. I think in success in work is really about pushing your practice, like a professional athlete, that constantly exploring the variables to improve performance. So success also comes from that inner drive. I'm most successful not based on a salary or a position or a title, but I think I felt most successful when I've challenged myself to deliver, whether it's for my family or for my colleagues. So that's where I kind of land on success.
And how should high school help you get to that?
Oh, I think high school is an amazing, as you know, I've spent most of my adult life in high school. And so I think it's an incredible opportunity to spend 4 years with adults, with contemporaries, you know, your peers and your age groups, the community at large, to connect and find those places that both challenge you so that you can push yourself, and also places where you find your voice. I think, and for me, high school, when I found my voice in literature, in poetry, in the arts, essentially, I felt like myself, I think, for the first time. And it was through my high school classes and my teachers and my peers. And I was absolutely an English major because of it. And having that confidence, I think, came directly from high school.
Yeah. So you mentioned you took a lot of English classes. Did you take any other foreign language classes?
Yep. Actually, in my high school, I studied German. So my family were immigrants from Italy. So I grew up speaking a Sicilian dialect, a Northern Italian dialect. And around when I was six, my father wanted to lose his accent. So he made English the exclusive language in the house. Which was fine. I was going to school, so I had to kind of pick up and catch up on my English anyway. And then my grandmother came to live with us, who only spoke Italian, when I was in maybe middle school. So then I went back to speaking a lot of Italian through middle school and some high school. In high school I studied German. Spanish didn't appeal to me only because of the Italian connection. I felt like I was in that space. German seemed so foreign and so different and distinct. But it was a great... It was a great thing. And then I've continued my studies on my own just to keep my Italian fresh, to grow. There's still tons of learning. I kind of sound like a five-year-old in my Italian. So I continually take courses and classes and all the apps now to keep my language up.
And studying literature and poetry, did that happen in your English classes too?
Yeah. It was probably building through high school, but my senior English teacher, Miss Mosher, I remember very clearly and dearly. I don't think I was a good writer. I think my superpower was reading, and she leveraged that. First teacher that really said, your insights, like my insights into when I would read a passage, and what I extracted was very different than what my peers were extracting, she kind of handed me my superpower, and I just took to reading, and I found my strength, my confidence, my intelligence through reading and discussion, through dialogue in an English class. My writing, I took another 10 years to work on my writing, but I got there. I think I'm a pretty good writer now, but the English classes really, I think, brought the best out in me, and I leveraged that to my own life.
Well, thank you, Steve. Yeah. This has been the podcast, The Stories That Unite Us.